He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the July 16th live version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the risk-on move in the market continues here, although, well, you know, that's not too bad here. The NASDAQ is up 41 points all of a sudden. Boy, where did that come from? A lot of that, I would imagine, is Netflix, which came in and really blew out their earnings estimates here today. More on that, and other companies reporting earnings. Quite a slew of them coming in here today. What's the general drift? Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. The NASDAQ is at 5,140. The Dow is up 32 points right now at 18,082. We're getting back to some decent numbers for the year here after a very slow first half of the year. The S&P 500 is up 11. That works out to about a half a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,119. Remember when it was 660 6 years ago? Crude oil kind of mired in the muck down in the low 50s right now. 51.92 per barrel on crude oil. It's up 1% today. Gold also been mired in the muck for quite some time. I have people ask me all the time, what do you think of gold right now? Well, the same thing I thought about it 3 years ago. I don't like it. Now, there will be a day that gold shines again, but you got to wait for that time. Gold is flat today. The euro continues to fall after the Greek deal, 1.0924. Type that into your restaurant bill in Paris tomorrow. See how much that steak frites cost. 10-year yield is at 2.38% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what did Janet Yellen say? What did she really say? They call it Fed speak, where they try to disguise their true intentions. But she's been one that's signaled her true intentions more than most in the past. Alan Greenspan was probably the king of Fed speak. And when Ben Bernanke came in, he made it a little bit plainer talk. And Janet Yellen has continued in that tradition. And I think if you read between the lines of what she said in her testimony this week, she said that more than likely, there's a pretty high probability that there will be a Fed rate hike sometime in 2015. Whether it's September, whether it's December, there more than likely will be a Fed rate hike. And I think the market has pretty much built in that scenario. The market has moved interest rates up from 1.6 earlier this year to a current 2.4, up 80 basis points so far this year. And of course, that's really hit the bond market hard and other interest related investments, interest sensitive investments. And I think you could read into Yellen's testimony that there will be a rate hike at some point. Don't be shocked if you wake up and it says Fed raises interest rates by a quarter of a point. You know, the market was going pretty good on Wednesday, and then there was a late-inning sell-off, and a lot of people thought it was because of Yellen's testimony, but we were watching violent anti-austerity protests over in Greece, kind of like announcing to the children that we're going to cut out pizza night because Dad took a pay cut at work or he's being downsized. And the children get kind of upset and angry. And that's what was going on in Greece. Anti-austerity protests got a little bit violent. And the market saw that and said, I don't think the Greek parliament is going to go along with that rally when they see the people out in the streets throwing stuff at each other. Well, the Greek parliament caved in. Cyprus caved in. And they decided that staying in the euro was in their best interest because they really didn't have a plan B. That's what it all comes down to. You can argue, you can dicker all you want, but unless you have a very strong plan B, they tried to float the Russian plan B. Well, Vladimir's standing over here ready to bail us out if you won't do it. Well, I don't think that was a real plan B. And plan their other plan C, I guess, would have been to leave the euro and start printing up drachmas like crazy. And I guess in the end, they decided it was in their best interest for now to get another check written to them for $53 billion, which will bail them out for several more months until the next time all of this comes up. Meanwhile, we get a pretty good economic report, jobless claims. We're always looking at the jobs picture. That's one of the signals that we're headed into a recession or that the expansion continues. And I think you'd have to say, with the reports that we've seen recently on jobs, that the expansion continues, which is bullish for the stock market. But even a bigger clue right now as to the future of this bull market, which is over 6 years old, the bull market's in kindergarten now. It'll be entering first grade next year. Is that how that works? I forget all those times. It's been a while. But the bigger number here is earnings. That's the biggest factor on the continuation or not of this current bull market. And we've had a many companies, you know, about 5% of the S&P 500, if that, have reported. And let's just take a look at the flavor today, the drift, the direction that they're going. We had, of course, Netflix clobber earnings, beat earnings by 2 cents. They're not saying there's a recession right around the corner. We had eBay beat earnings by 3 cents. They're spinning off PayPal. PayPal will immediately become a member of the S&P 500 and will have to start tracking their earnings very closely as they become a member of said S&P 500. I didn't hear eBay say that there's a recession right around the corner. I didn't hear them lower earnings estimates for this year or next year. Everything seems to be going fine for now. Citigroup, another big bellwether stock, beat earnings by 11 cents. I heard nothing from Citigroup saying anything about a recession or shrinking earnings or guiding lower. I heard Philip Morris, another big component of the indexes, beat earnings by 8 cents. Philip Morris not saying anything about a looming recession out there. Goldman Sachs, when you take out extraordinary fees, it's interesting that their biggest extraordinary fee was legal fees. Who are they suing? Or are they defending themselves against lawsuits? Are they defending themselves against regulators? I don't know, but their lawsuit costs soared. Their legal fees soared, which is considered to be a one-time, hopefully a one-off. So you take that out of their normal earnings, and when you factor that in, Goldman Sachs beat by 86 cents. I don't hear them saying that there's a recession right around the corner. Schwab, another important component of many indexes, they beat by a penny. Schwab should benefit from rising interest rates. Schwab's a stock I own in my growth and income portfolio. I heard nothing from Schwab saying inflation's roaring, the dollar's plunging, buy gold or to short the market. They're not doing anything to impact this year's earnings estimates or next year's earnings estimates overall for the S&P 500. I heard United Healthcare beat by 5 cents, another big index component. So far, so good. You can see which way the drift is right now. Domino's Pizza, well, they're not exactly in the Dow, but I'm sure they're in a lot of indexes. And they're in a lot of homes in the evening when mom doesn't feel like cooking. Domino's beats by 2 cents. I hear nothing there about a looming recession. KeyCorp missed by a penny. I'm not going to go out and buy S&P puts because of that. Garmin missed by a little bit. Garmin's kind of a, you know, old technology now. Not a lot of growth there anymore. Sherwin-Williams missed. They blamed the strong dollar. but I'm not going to sell all my stocks because of that right now. And lastly, yet another biotech reporting some promising results, Radius this time, RDUS, making some good progress with some of their breast cancer treatments. The biotechs have truly become the frontier stocks that the technology stocks used to be. The technology stocks used to hold that perch and sit atop that perch and rule the world. But the biotechs have definitely dethroned those tech stocks and now are king of the world as far as the market goes. Well, let's try to find some good possibilities here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as the name implies, we do our best here at Gunderson Capital Management to find and locate and ferret out, separate them out from the rest, the wheat from the chaff. You know, those beautiful kernels of hard red winter wheat. My father had a lot of relatives in the Montana area, and a couple of his cousins had dry land wheat farms up in Montana. Good Montana wheat, high protein. And what was especially good is in the fall, my father would go every year and bring back a deer or an antelope or an elk, maybe some ducks and some rainbow trout. And when those deer have fed on that hard red winter wheat in Montana, they can be pretty tasty. Venison chops, pretty good stuff. And I personally like to take the hard red winter wheat. I have a wheat grinder at home. It's really efficient. You plug it in, it sounds like a helicopter taking off of the Nimitz aircraft carrier or something like that. The cats run. We don't see the cats for about a week when I turn on the wheat grinder. They finally come out of some closet somewhere or some duct somewhere after about a week. And out comes this beautiful tan. You know, you can set the coarseness of it. I like it kind of a mid-course type of flour, this beautiful flour. You know, in the simplicity of making bread, it's really three ingredients. It's yeast, flour, and water. Add just a little bit of salt, and sometimes we'll add some honey. And sometimes I'll add some other grains, like nine grains, and that beautiful brown loaf of bread that comes out of the oven. That's what you get from separating the wheat from the chaff. Hopefully, filling up your home with a beautiful aroma. And slicing it while it's still hot and melting some butter over it and a little bit of raspberry preserves. I'm making myself hungry. You can tell I haven't had breakfast yet. But is there anything better than a beautiful loaf? Well, there's one thing better than a beautiful loaf of whole wheat bread, and that's a whole sourdough bread. I used to make sourdough bread at the office when we worked in a different facility that had a little kitchen in it. And we would let this up. Anyways, what's that have to do with the stock market? Well, we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff here. And how do I do that? I use my Best Stocks Now app to narrow things down for me. These are the ones that I now run before my eyeballs and my brain and try to figure out whether or not I want to own them. And I'm going to talk about a stock next that has risen from the ashes once again. It went sideways for about 6 months, so I left it for a while, and I did some other things. I tried to make hay in other places, and now the stock has finally emerged. It just did that about 5 days ago. It emerged out of a sideways trend that had been going on since late January. Now, I like when that happens. Because that indicates to me that it's entered into a new phase. You can't really make any money in a sideways trend unless you're writing calls against the stock, which I rarely do. Or if it's paying a dividend, which this one does, it pays a 1.1% dividend yield. But now it's emerging out of a base once again, and I think conditions are very favorable once again now that the oil markets have settled a little bit. In the low 50 area, the name of the stock, almost a $10 billion company now, headquartered up in Seattle, Washington. I used their services about a month ago to fly down to Cabo San Lucas, and I thought that the operation was first class. Alaska Air Group got on a plane in San Diego, California, 2 hours later, right on time, in fact, ahead of schedule. Or as the Brits would say, ahead of schedule, we arrived in Cabo San Lucas on our Alaska Air trip and had a good time. Alaska Air, I'm back in it again. It's been a superior performer over the years. Over the last 10 years, this little airline, which is now a $10 billion company, has delivered 25% per year to investors. That's pretty good. The market's delivered 5.6. The market's the chaff. And Alaska Air is the wheat kernels, those hard red winter wheat kernels. Oh, they're beautiful to run your hand through them. And beautiful. Such a simple thing. But so useful to our daily lives. The five-year average, 44% here on Alaska, while the market's 14. And over the last 3 years, 60% per year, the market's 16. And over the last 12 months, Alaska Air's up 50%. The market's up 6.8. Not only does it get a long-term performance grade of A, it also gets a momentum grade of A. And consider back in 2008 when Alaska Air, when the market was down 38% and the whole world was coming to an end, Alaska Air was up 17% that year. I guess people were flying around the country looking for jobs. I don't know, but it didn't seem to impact ALK back then. Now we go to valuation. We know already here that we have one of the top performing stocks in the market. Getting right down to the kernel now of that wheat, the very best part of the wheat, the part that holds all of the protein and everything. Let's take a look at valuation. It's trading at 11 times forward earnings, 11.55 call it, trading at a big discount to the market, which is trading at about 16 times forward earnings. And it's trading at a nice discount to its growth rate because it's expected to grow by 15.7% per year over the next 5 years. And it's trading at a forward P of 11.5. That creates a PEG ratio under 1 at 0.73. I get a 5-year target price on Alaska Air of 131. The stock's currently trading at 74. I took a break from Alaska Air. I got back on it literally about a month ago, flew down to Cabo San Lucas and back, and someone tweeted to me, "Hey Bill, Alaska's breaking out again." I looked at it and I said, "You know what, you're right." Did the math, did the work, liked the prospects. Oil prices seem to be very tame right now. Out of 4,172 stocks, Alaska Air currently comes in at number 4, believe it or not. That crazy? I can remember the time when I said I'll never own an airline stock again. Oh, that was 10 years ago. The airlines just couldn't make a dime. Well, Alaska is expected to make $6.38 per share next year. And it is a stock that I own in my moderate risk profile, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here so far. We've covered some turf. We've talked about Yellen's testimony and what she really said in between the lines of Fed speak. And pretty much she said, "My dears, expect a little rate hike, but it won't be that hard on you. It's going to come sometime this year. It could happen any month now, but it shouldn't be too tough. It should be just fine." And the market has pretty much baked that into the cake anyways. It looks like we can put the Greece situation on the back burner for now. I'm going to not boycott the Greek place across the street from us, Athens Market. I love that place. But I was a little miffed there for a week or two when markets were reeling worldwide because of these issues in Greece, which seem to be put to bed for now. There's going to be some violent anti-austerity protests continuing. But maybe instead of protesting, you know, it'd be better just to open up your shop and get the economy going again there in Greece. That would cure a lot of ills. Jobless claims coming in good. I haven't heard anything lately coming from the economy that would suggest that a recession is right around the corner. That's when you really want to be careful about owning stocks, is during a recession. That's a pretty simple formula there. Recession coming, be careful. Don't own stocks. But I see no signs of that. And with the bond market, it's interest rates. Interest rates rising, be careful of the bond market, which I've been warning about for quite some time. A lot of companies coming in, reporting earnings, KeyCorp, United Healthcare, Domino's Pizza, Netflix, eBay, Citigroup, Garmin, Schwab, Sherwin-Williams, Philip Morris, Goldman Sachs. I didn't hear anything from any of them yet. We still got a long ways to go. But sometimes, you know, they count 5% of the votes in a state and they project a winner. So far, it looks like this quarter of earnings is going to be a winner. And there won't be anything that drifts earnings estimates lower for this year or next year. It's a little bit early to call, but if I were projecting from these 5% of returns that have come in so far, I would say that, you know, it looks okay. I'll be updating my numbers this week in my newsletter, which I'll be sending out. I begin work on it today, all day Friday, a little bit of into the Saturday morning. I try to avoid that if I can, but I want to make sure before it goes out that I've looked at every nook and cranny of the world and the market, and that I've narrowed it down to something that's very simple and easy to understand for the average investor going to work, working hard, putting money into their 401k. I want it to be understandable and easy. I'm a real big believer in keeping things simple. And I'll be sending out my newsletter once again. It's the one that's been saying to stay invested, to not desert the bull market that's now been going for 6.3 years or something like that. And I'm a market timer. I don't like the stock market when earnings are collapsing in the economy. Today's a big day in San Diego. It's opening day of the Del Mar Horse Race Track, the track that Bing Crosby and Pat O'Brien built. My father used to take me there as a little boy. And he continued that tradition. So once again, I'll be going up to enjoy a little sunshine and a little fresh air and the smell of some surf and some turf. Not the steak and lobster kind, but the turf race course and the ocean nearby, which you can see right there. It's right on the ocean. And it all began, we have a friend that's a trainer at Del Mar Racetrack. His father was the leading trainer in the nation for a couple of years back in the 70s. And this is his son. And we went last night to a barbecue at the barn. Man, these guys, they're from Tijuana. They could make a carne asada barbecue, let me tell you. Man, that stuff was good. On fresh tortillas. And we looked around and petted the nose of about 15, 20 horses that he's got. And I got to tell you, he's loaded. He's got some good stuff. If you ever go to the Del Mar Racetrack, look every day for Victor Garcia, trainer Victor Garcia. Because I think he's going to probably have some good winners there. He's got some magnificent stuff. Several good horses that we'll be watching for. We always know when he has a horse running, we go up, get invited into this paddock to watch him get all saddled and get all dolled up for the race. And the little jockey climbs aboard and you wish him good luck and everything. And we've had our picture taken a number of times in the winner's circle. So it's just fun. You know what? You got to sometimes get away from 50-day moving averages and Bollinger Bands and things like that. So big red-letter day here in San Diego today. All right, let's take a look at another one that's impressive these days. Been moving up on my charts. And in fact, it's one I'm sure you've heard of. And it's one that I own right now, Facebook. Facebook, vented in a dorm room right at Harvard, Man, what was I doing at college? I guess I was wasting time or something. I did a lot of skiing, snow skiing. That was good. But I should have been inventing some kind of social media outlet, because that's now a $253 billion company headquartered in Menlo Park, California. I wonder what kind of taxes Menlo Park takes in from Facebook's operations there. Facebook came public in 2012. It was $17 a share back in those days. It was not a good IPO at all. The stock struggled for a long, long time, but now it's got traction. And now their earnings are growing. In fact, over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 60% per year. And now it's a $90 stock. It's a mega cap, isn't it? It's no longer a mid cap or a large cap. This is a mega cap stock at $253 billion. And now it's starting to put up some pretty good numbers. I left it alone as an IPO. I like to see companies trade for a year or so to see what kind of CEO we've got, to see what kind of earnings growth, to see if they can grow the company. Because without growing the company, you're not going to get stock price appreciation. But they've been pretty successful at growing the company. And because of those earnings growing, over the last 3 years, the stock price has been appreciating at a pace of 43% per year. Believe it or not, Facebook now has a three-year track record. I avoid them for the first year almost always because there's no track record. After 9 months to a year, they start establishing a track record, and I can start comparing that track record against other stocks out there on a relative basis. And Facebook's returns have tripled that of the market over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, Facebook is up 33.6%, and the market's up 6.8%. That sounds like wheat compared to chaff to me. Facebook does not pay a dividend yield. There's no dividend check that they'll be mailing out, but you can check on the grandkids. My wife learns, we learn all kinds of things about our kids on Facebook, and I say, I didn't know that. Why didn't they tell me? Somehow I'm out of the loop on all of this stuff. What am I, chopped liver? Anyways, Facebook's done a pretty good job here. It's got a momentum grade of A- right now, which pretty much matches IBD. Their relative strength is 86. Now, what about the valuation? Do we have to hold our nose, close our eyes, and shield our ears about as it relates to the valuation of this beast? Well, you know, the PEG ratio is 1.2, so it is trading at a slight premium to its growth rate, but 1.2 is not by any means nosebleed type territory. And when I do the numbers on Facebook, when I take the earnings estimates next year of $2.65, grow them by 28% per year over the next 5 years, I come up with the five-year target price of $163 per share. The stock's currently trading at $89.50. Well, it fits in that conservative growth category. This is no longer an aggressive growth stock. This is not a dividend payer for you income folks out there. There's better stocks than this for income because they pay no income other than the capital appreciation. Out of 4,172 stocks, Facebook comes in at number 74. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a couple of companies here that, you know, there's no guarantees. It's all you can do is try to find the best and try to stack the probabilities and the odds in your favor. You know, that doesn't always work out. You never know. I talked about two companies here, Alaska Air. They're expected to report earnings in 7 days, so next week. That's always a volatile time, and it can go one way or the other. And people always ask me, what do you think they'll report? I don't know. Flip a coin. Nobody knows. You know, the only people that know, the company themselves, the guys that are crunching the numbers on the stock. But, you know, it's had the performance over the years that I like, superior performance. We just witnessed the baseball All-Star game, and those players were there because they've had superior performance so far this year. They're the best of the best. They're the wheat. The rest of the league is the chaff, and they put on a pretty good show on Tuesday. And I look at a portfolio the same exact way as putting together an All-Star team. I don't let the fans vote on what should go into it. I go by the numbers. I take a look at the numbers of the company. Numbers don't lie. And when I see superior performance over the years, like an Alaska Air, that tells me several things. I look at other companies in the same industry and say, you know, don't tell me that you can't be profitable in the airline business and you can't grow earnings, because here's a grand example of a company that has. And it also tells me that the guys, the pilks, the gals running the company are pretty good at what they do. And they've come up with a pretty good process. And they have some pretty good people and they have a pretty good product. And it's resulted in 27% per year earnings growth over the last 5 years, and that's translated into stock price appreciation. Now, that's the past. The future, you take a look and try to determine the future by looking at the earnings estimates and the projections going forward and the growth going forward. Can they continue to grow? And you put future target prices. You do what ifs. If they can meet these projections that the analysts who talk to the company have come away with, then this stock could be worth a whole lot more 5 years from now. And you combine that with the track record that they've had and the visual check of a stock that's been going sideways now for about 6 months and finally beginning a new upleg, hopefully. Yet there's no guarantees, are there? And that's why I never make any one position more than 2 to 3% of my overall portfolio. And that's what Alaska Airlines is. It's a 3.33% position in my moderate risk profile. This is not a big blue chip conservative stock, nor is it a young aggressive growth stock either anymore. It's kind of in the middle at $9.6 billion in market capitalization. And as we look at Facebook, we obviously realize how many people somehow have some kind of touch with Facebook on almost on a daily basis. Millions and millions of people all over the world, hundreds of millions. And it's now a $252 billion company. They have a model that's working. They're growing earnings by 60% per year. And that's translated into superior stock performance. And you can see that Facebook, after really struggling out of the gate, and that's why I really don't like IPOs. I rarely invest in IPOs. Well, number one, I'm not offered IPOs at the IPO price. I have to buy them on the secondary market. And number two, I don't have any track record to go by. And so I like to see them spend a little time as a publicly traded company under the hot lights of Wall Street. Under the hot lights of the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and CNBC and Fox Business and Bloomberg. Those are some pretty hot lights shining down on you, Mr. CEO or Mrs. CEO. Are you glad you went public? Well, the regulators are circling around, going through the trash and everything like this. And you miss earnings by a penny and the stock craters. Are you glad you went public? Well, I like to see how they handle public life for 9 months or preferably a year. And then I start looking at the stock to see how they do once those hot lights are put upon them. Twitter has really not done well at all. I have not owned Twitter. I have no intent of owning Twitter. Facebook really struggled for a year, but they finally got their sea legs and started to get some traction, and now Facebook's grown up to be a $252 billion company. I own Facebook. I don't own Twitter. One's growing and one's not. One's figured out how to suck a lot of money out of folks for their product, and the people must like the product or they wouldn't pay up for the different advertising and different things that Facebook offers in order to create revenue, to create sales. And Facebook also has a very good stock chart. It's also recently broke out of a pretty good sideways trend for about 3 months. I had a huge breakout late June, and I own both of those stocks, and I think Facebook is also a 3.33% position in my conservative growth profile. Different risk tolerances for different folks. Well, tomorrow I'll be starting the newsletter, getting an early start, and the boys will be talking about a nice stock that has been giving some good returns, dividend player, income stock, breaking out to new highs. They'll talk a little bit about when's the best time to start a plan. Do you have any plan at all? Tack it onto the refrigerator and look at it every day. And if you're behind the curve, it's never too late. I have guys that crunch the numbers, but I'm the guy that implements the plan. Something that you can get done here at Gunderson Capital Management. And we'll talk about what we do when a new account comes in. I had a new account come in yesterday with 12 mutual funds. Did I immediately blow out and sell those mutual funds and say, these are garbage? No, instead we'll talk about what I do when a new account comes to me from another firm and it has existing positions in it. And we'll also talk about when a new account comes to me and it has cash in it. Do I buy 30 stocks the next day, or how do I handle it? And lastly, we'll talk about what it takes. If you're not happy where you're at now, if you don't think you're getting the service, or if you're in just the plain vanilla asset allocation, and you like the way we talk here on Gunderson Capital Management, the way we do things here.
Registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.